Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Dr. Tim Riley. He is the director of the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. And, you know, we're kind of bringing it in, talk about some things that you can go do. We have the holiday break that is coming up, but we're going to talk about some things that you can take everybody and go do during the holiday break. For one thing, head on down to the museum. A great exhibit that's going on, and it will now go on until the end of January, called Horns and Tusks. We'll talk about those things, give you kind of some hours for the museum. And then, you know what? They have great gift ideas at the museum, believe it or not. They've got a great gift shop, and we're going to talk about something that you maybe didn't think of as a gift idea, and that's a museum membership. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for coming in today.
Dave, always a pleasure.
So how are things at the museum? Things going all right for you?
Yeah, everything's great. We just participated in the Helper Light Parade a week or so ago and had a great time seeing everybody out in beautiful downtown Helper with our inflatable dinosaur skeletons accompanying the truck. And we got to see you guys down there with your letters for Santa. So we had a great time down there, and everything's great at the museum.
And things are just plugging right along down there at the museum. You've got an event coming up this Saturday that you wanted to kind of give a shout out for and talk about. So let's talk about that for just a moment.
Yeah.
The 17th.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. So on the 17th, this coming Saturday from 2 to 5, I'll be down in the museum's Don Burge classroom, which is on the second floor. And I want members of the community to come by, come into the museum for free, and tell me what they like about the museum, what they don't like about the museum, how we can serve you better, how we are serving you, really any comments, criticisms, or complaints. And this is all to help inform our upcoming strategic plan. We're reworking our strategic plan and our goals as a museum over the next 3 to 5 years. And we'd love to get as much community input as possible. So we're doing this listening session on Saturday, December 17th from 2 to 5 at the museum. We'll do another online one in early January, and then we'll do another one where we take those ideas and sort of present a framework to the community in later January as well.
And once again, that's this Saturday there at the museum from 2 to 5, is that
right? That's right. This Saturday, December 17th, before you head out to one of our fabulous concerts in our community that evening, come on down to the museum. You'll get in for free. Come talk to me for a little bit. You don't have to stay for the whole time, obviously. It's a come and go, casual meet sort of event. And then you can walk around and explore the museum, including the Horns and Tusks exhibit.
And one thing that you did want to talk about was the Horns and Tusks exhibit. It's going to be extended until about the end of January now?
That's correct. It was going to come down sort of right after the new year, but we're going to keep it up for about another month until early February because it's been such a good exhibit. And really, Rob Gaston knocked it out of the park. He's our design partner on this exhibit. And if you haven't been, about half of it is dinosaurs, and as the title implies, Horns and Tusks, Ceratopsians, which is Triceratops-style dinosaurs, and the evolution of bizarre headgear. So half of it's Ceratopsians and other dinosaurs that have incredible frills and headgear. And then the other side's mostly mammals, including everything from Ice Age and earlier mammals from the Eocene, all the way through African bovidae, which are antelope-type creatures today, as well as a giraffe neck and head, as well as a French mount of the biggest deer-like animal known in the fossil record, which is an Irish elk, and a full mount of a moose. So it's really impressive. It's really great. We'd love to have you come down with your friends coming in from out of town and explore it.
And every time you and I talk, you said you've had a great response to this exhibit. Huge.
Yeah, we really have. It's been a good driver for us, and really a great way to sort of tie in our Hall of Paleontology, the study of life in the past, with our Hall of Archaeology, the study of, in our case, Native American material culture, the stuff people have left behind. And so we've got both modern animals, mostly from Africa, but also some from our neck of the woods, as well as the dinosaurs in one exhibit talking about horns and tusks and other bizarre headgear.
So go check that out. Now, the great thing about this is during the holiday season, and, you know, we've got school breaks coming up and those kinds of things, you're going to stay, your hours are going to stay the same down there at the museum. And what are your hours?
Right. Our hours are pretty much the same. Our hours are Sunday through Thursday, 9 to 5, and then Thursday through Saturday, 9 to 7. So a little bit of a weird way of saying it, but Sunday through Thursday, it's 9 till 5 p.m., and then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we're open all the way till 7 p.m. The days we will be closed are, this is every year, we're closed 5 days. We're closed Thanksgiving, which already passed. We're closed Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day. So those do fall on the weekend this year, and that's a bit of a shame, but we'd love to have you come down. As you said, we're open pretty broad hours outside of those explicit holidays, and we'd love to have you bring your family down.
All right. So we've got that going on. And then before we get out of here, we need to wrap up with talking about the fact that, you know, you guys have a great gift shop down there and plenty of cool and great gift ideas as well.
Yeah, that's correct. We have a gift shop in the main lobby. You can come in and peruse a gift shop without having to come into the museum more broadly. And we've got a great mix of items there. USU staff, students, and faculty all get 10% off. Museum members get 10% off or 15% off if you're at the premier level of a Utah Raptor level membership. And so there's some great discounts. And we've got everything from kids' toys and books to replica stone knives, projectile weapons, basically, that Bo Earls does, a flint napper, to fossil casts, to really good books about the area, both the paleontology and archaeology, and a little bit on the history of the area. We've got a really great book on called Castle Country USA that is a relatively recent book about coal mining in the area. And then we've got some T-shirts. We've got all jewelry. We've got some mugs, games, if you like Monopoly. We've got a Dinoopoly that you'll probably enjoy. We don't yet have the new Carbon County Opoly, but we'll work on getting that as well. But so there's a whole range of gifts for pretty much anybody in your family. If they like anything to do with nature, Eastern Utah, dinosaurs, archaeology, they can probably find something you like. My favorite are that we have this jewelry line called Bones and Fire, I think is what they're called, Fire and Bones. And they're casts of skulls in either bronze or silver. And, you know, they might be like one. My favorite's the bighorn sheep one, but there's also dinosaur skulls. There's a mammoth skull. Basically, if it's an Eastern Utah animal or an ice age or dinosaur in their line, we carry it. And so that's probably my favorite thing if I'm looking at it. But we have other jewelry as well. We have some cheaper jewelry all the way up to some, you know, sort of more high-end stuff and everything in between.
All right. And then the other thing that we need to talk about, and it may be something that people don't think about when they think about gift ideas coming from the museum, is a museum membership.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, you know, one of the things you keep seeing is a Facebook meme and everything else is give an experience, right? Everybody has plenty of stuff in our age of consumerism. We've all got too much stuff in our houses that we donate to DI or have our garage sales with. And so rather, if you have that friend who has everything or that spouse or you know, relative who has everything, well, they probably don't have a museum membership, and it's a great opportunity to get one. Our memberships are a really good value. They start at $25 for an individual membership, and then $40 for a family membership, and then we have premier level memberships above that starting at $100. And what we're doing from now through the end of the year is if you buy a family membership, you get a individual membership to gift. If you buy a Utah Raptor level membership, the $100 one, you'll get a family membership to gift. So you could both buy yourself a membership and give one to somebody else, with however you want to split that up. Or you could buy one membership as a gift and get another one to give to somebody else. And again, what we would do if you wanted to, for example, get two family memberships is you'd pay the $40 for one family membership and then just the difference of $15 to bump the gift individual membership to the family level. So however you want to do it, we're happy to work with you guys. We'd love to have more of our local community members be museum members as well.
So head on down there. Once again, this is a great, great way to get all of your Christmas shopping done and check it off the list. Head on down there for the gift shop, grab a membership. And the other great thing too is go check out Horns and Tusks while it's still there. Go check out our museum. We talk all the time about how our museum is really a overlooked great thing that we have here in our area for people, and you know what, take advantage of what we've got. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for coming in today. I appreciate the time.
Dave, it's always a pleasure.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.